This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Well, shock still reverberatingly, as we find out it was all true. It was always true. The big lie, and they've always got to have a big lie. The big lie of the 2020 election was, remember that the Hunter Biden laptop was in fact Russian disinformation. If you said anything other than that, you would have your accounts taken. Mm-hmm. Whose account did they take? Kayleigh McEnany, his spokesperson. Her account on Twitter was shut down for suggesting that Hunter Biden's laptop was like actually Hunter Biden's laptop. Shut down by who? Well, it would turn out on the advice of the FBI. The nation's founding newspaper, first newspaper founded in the entire country by the founding fathers, Alexander Hamilton, the New York Post, gets the scoop. They should get a Pulitzer for this. That Hunter Biden's laptop was, in fact, real. That was dealt with by the FBI, too. Account shut down. In fact, remember, Twitter gave them the option. Well, we'll let you have the account back, but you've got to admit your reporting's fake. They refused. This is where we were in 2020. I want to paint the picture again. I want to paint this picture. This is Joe Biden lying his stinking rear end off. What a nasty person. What an absolutely awful president. And it's amazing what the bookend is here, right? So he comes into office by lying. This is him and Trump at the debate. And Joe Biden is lying about the laptop.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plan. They have said that this is has all the care. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
And that's exactly what.
Is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
going.
Where he's going. The laptop is Russia. Yes.
Gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
Have to be kidding.
During a nationally televised presidential debate,
it's shocking to hear a president lie like that about something that important.
That because, he knew
yeah.
was a lie when he said it. All these people that signed off on it knew it was a lie when they signed off on that.
And the reason it was such a big deal and that all 51 of them had to lie, never forget that, is because this laptop documents over 200 crimes, including the money laundering, the felony, the various felonies for, you know, the bribery, all of it.
And some very disturbing pictures, which I saw
very
in the Daily
pictures.
Mail the other
yes.
day. They were resurfacing as like, boy, I'm glad you blotted that out because I didn't want to see that.
Ugh. Yeah. Now, I want to go back to this, and I made a big deal out of this. The media virtually, I actually almost completely blacked it out. These two IRS whistleblowers coming forward. We were the ones, they say, investigating, you know, the Biden family for bribes, but also for money laundering because they took all this money. And we were silenced by the FBI. We were silenced by the DOJ. Tremendous pressure put on us to remain silent. We knew the whole time during the 2020 election that that laptop was fake, that the laptop was real. They were lying and saying it was fake, that that laptop was absolutely real and the crimes on it were real, too. Think about this for a minute, okay? So now we see Joe Biden, who, remember, 20% of Joe Biden's voters in that poll said if we had known the laptop was real, we wouldn't have voted for it. So even with the cheating, Joe Biden wouldn't have won that election. This was absolutely critical, the set of lies that came out of the intel community. So just want to set that up, okay? So we're looking at a plea deal here, or like a pardon deal, not a plea deal, a pardon deal here that nobody has ever done one of these ever since the founding. There's nothing comparable. No president has excused his kid from crimes, and not on this scale, a full 11 years. The only remotely comparable thing is the pardon Ford gave Nixon, which covered 5 years. But Ford didn't personally profit from that pardon. Joe Biden did, though. Here's the part that's interesting about this, Lee, and this should be absolute headline news. This should all be back. It shouldn't be blacked out, but it is. And that's this. That's the IRS whistleblowers a couple of weeks ago with Catherine Herridge saying Joe Biden is the big guy and the Biden family got at least $30 million from the Chinese. Take a listen to this.
Did President Biden financially benefit from his son's business deals?
This whole thing at the end of the day was about enriching a family, enriching the Biden family through access to an administration.
This is an August 2017 email from Hunter Biden, and he's talking about introductions for a Chinese energy firm.
He is literally laying out the agreement that it's $30 million he is being paid over a three-year period for introductions alone. That was definitely something that was of big concern, of a big concern of ours.
Again, who profited from this?
Did President Biden financially benefit from his son's business deals?
This whole thing at the end of the day was about enriching a family.
Huh.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weird. I mean, I would think, given the historic nature, Lee, of this, pardon agreement, I would think that everybody'd want to have these guys on TV right now.
Yeah, you would think. But no.
Now, here's the crazy part about all this. In addition to all of this, did the FBI know that the Hunter Biden laptop was real when they censored all those people? Oh, yeah. In fact, they knew a year before the election that it was real because they had it in their possession. That's shocking. But it's one of the many things that Catherine Herridge in her report, you know, got them admitting these. Again, the two IRS agents who tried to investigate Hunter but were thwarted at every corner.
4 years ago this month and 3 weeks before the presidential election, Hunter Biden's laptop, a key piece of evidence in the IRS tax case, was wrongly labeled Russian disinformation.
In our investigation, we knew that the laptop was real. DOJ knew that the laptop was real.
FBI knew the laptop was real.
Yeah.
Based on the notes of this October 2020 meeting, the FBI and IRS, when did they know the laptop was real?
It was many months before October 2020. We were confirming certain aspects of it that it was real.
They knew it was real. They let 51 intel agency heads go out there and lie. They censored the people telling the truth, all to cover up these crimes. And it's all coming out now. But here's the other part. One of the big parts of this lie, other than that, hey, no, Hunter Biden's innocent, Lee. This is just a conservative conspiracy theory. Yeah, well, who's the big guy? Oh, we don't know. There's no way to know who the big guy was. There's nobody to know who took 10% off the top. No. Or is there?
Very early in the Hunter Biden case, the whistleblowers say investigators identified the players in this May 2017 email about a potential deal with a Chinese energy firm that reads 10 held by H for the big guy.
But there was no question in your mind, based on the universe of data, that the big guy was Joe Biden.
We corroborated that the big guy was Joe Biden, yes.
Did your supervisors accept that the big guy was Joe Biden?
There was no question ever that the big guy was referring to Joe Biden.
So FBI, IRS, everyone understood that.
And that's why when we were doing the interviews, the prosecutors in Delaware specifically told us that they didn't want to ask about the big guy because they knew it was Joe Biden.
The prosecutors, wait, with who? Oh, those would be Department of Justice prosecutors. So look at the standard for Trump, Lee, versus Hunter and Joe. They knew he was the big guy.
Of course.
They didn't want to ask about it. Why? These are IRS agents, okay? What were they investigating? If you take $30 million from the Chinese and you do not report it to the IRS, first of all, it's bribery. So that's why you can't report it to the IRS. You've committed one crime. You got another problem. You're not registered as a foreign agent. Yep, that's another felony too. Can't report that $30 million to the IRS now, can you? Well, if you don't report it to the IRS, what is that? Tax evasion and money laundering, two more felonies. I'm counting four right now, and I'm just getting started. And what was the reaction of the federal prosecutor with the Department of Justice? I don't want to talk about who the big guy is. I don't want to know because this is a crime. And yet, we have these lunatics in the mainstream media going off on Kash Patel saying, oh, we don't need to clean up the Department of Justice.
We need to clean out the Department of Justice.
When we are finding out the whole time FBI knew it was his laptop, knew that he was the big guy, knew he was getting the money, knew that that was a felony, knew it was Chinese money, knew, by the way, all of this, you know what this is, Tuli? This is compromise.
It's obstruction of justice.
That too. But when you take the Chinese money, what are they paying you for? They're not paying you for influence. No. They know if you're a registered foreign agent, they can look it up. The second you take it, you are a felon and they know you're a felon. That's what they're paying you for. They're paying you to commit a crime, really series of crimes, because you got to hide the money from the IRS too. You've got to launder the money. You have to. You have to tax evade. Both are felonies, right? The second you take the money, you got to hide it, and you have committed a crime, and they know. That's why they pay you. That's because, you know, you think about it, well, you're going to be president, maybe. You're in sort of potential field of presidential candidates. How much would it be worth? How much would I have to pay you to commit a crime like that? Yeah, $30 million sounds about right. That's why it was so high. And we're still pretending as a country that we don't know these things. Mm-hmm. That the IRS whistleblowers haven't come out. We're still pretending. Well, you know, Joe might have got it, given his boy a pardon for 11 years. Well, we don't really know what Joe did. Yes, we do. They're trying to tell us what Joe did. And no one will listen. All while the mainstream media pretends to be horrified that we want to reform the DOJ and the FBI. By the way, we ought to rip the IRS down to the ground, too. This is not appropriate. Because he's got, by the way, if you listen to the entire interview, it's fascinating. Those two IRS agents were not just persecuted by the FBI and the DOJ. They say they were persecuted by their superiors at the IRS, too, who, yes, were fine with them being in on the investigation, but they didn't want it to go anywhere, Lee. They wanted to make sure nobody got charged. There was nobody serious about, you know, prosecuting these crimes. And these two wanted to prosecute the crimes. So they've since been drummed out of the IRS. I mean, this is, yeah, honestly, way dwarfs Watergate. There's nothing like this. And we're just all very casual about it in this country.